difficult to explain to the non-believers, you know? Okay, let's talk about how many of you would like a little bit more balance, because, you know, this is taking time and energy from all the other stuff that you do. Some sacrifice is required to get to the level where you want to be. So how many of you would like a real nice balance in your life? Hands up. So you can really have time off as well as pouring your energy into the deals and everything else. Absolutely. So here's what we've discovered over the years. If you want an absolute, excellent, balanced lifestyle, seven areas. Here they are. Focus on your work or business. Number two, this is in the handouts here. You don't need to write these down. Number two would be financial. Number three we call fun time. Number four is health and fitness. City of Calgary guys we're talking about this morning. Number five is relationships. Number six is personal. And the last one is contribution. Okay, so you have a page in your handout. It's number, what page is it? Five? Okay, turn to page five. So this is where we get down to the nitty gritty. You guys who have seen me do this before, I want you to do a real reality check. What have you done? Where are you today? Was it better than the last time you did this? And those of you who have never done this before, maybe it's a wake-up call. First step to any progress is awareness. So let's see how aware you are. Okay, so let's take a look at that first area, work or business or career. And let's put some real figures on this, okay? So let's look at a timeline of 1 year. So the window is 1 year from today, which would be, what, the 18th of September, 2007. That's the window we're looking at when we talk about these targets. Okay, so number one would be your business goals. Here's the question. Do you have crystal clear written targets for your real estate portfolio? In other words, you know exactly where you want to be a year from today regarding your real estate portfolio. The answer to that question is yes or no. We don't need a big 3-hour discussion going back and forward, debating this. That might be interesting, but we don't need it. It's a very simple question. Which means, do you know how many properties that you want to have? What would the value of those properties be? What type of properties are they going to be? No, that's real bottom line, practical, nuts and bolts stuff. Do you have the picture? And the answer is yes or no. So I'd like you to record in the appropriate box. Page number four? All right. It's called the essential goals, whatever page that's on. Second one is the golden egg called financial. Let's just call it net worth. Isn't that really what we're building? Net worth? I mean, we can talk income and all that stuff, but that's not really what's so important. It's what you get to keep at the end of the day after all the taxes and expenses and everything else. So a year from today, have you figured out what your goal is, your actual net worth a year from today? What do you want it to be? That's a number. It's a dollar figure.
So Les, the question. Yes, I'm going to stop you for a second, if that's okay.
Well, of course.
On page four, check. Yes or
well, I
no?
I said that.
I know, but I'm looking around and people are going, what am I supposed to do? Check yes or no, whether you have
you got to follow along with this, guys.
Written goals for your business.
You get
yes
water.
Or no?
Okay, so
no,
check.
No gray area.
Check the box, yes or no. It's that simple. Do you have a clear target for the net worth you want to have 1 year from today? It's that simple. Answer is yes or no.
No excuses or anything about, well, I kind of do. It's just
yeah,
yes
fuzzy
or no.
Doesn't qualify here.
Yeah.
Sort of, maybe, all that wishy-washy stuff doesn't qualify. 3 million would qualify. Okay, so that's the second part. Third part of goals. I like this one. This is called Fun Time. And she looks like she's having a lot of fun. Fun time, for those of you who are not initiated in this language, means the real amount of time you're going to have completely off from any work activity. That means vacation, getaways, days away, absolutely nothing to do with work.
Les, I'd be interested. Raise your hand if you have clear written goals on fun time.
Not even half.
I wonder why you don't have any. As soon as this is the one that you keep, because you know me, I like to work. And so this is the one that, why that's, I brought that up is because this is the one that you keep hammering home with me.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm telling you, once I started having those written goals and blocking it off on the calendar, unbelievable how much more productive I became.
Okay, there's a little sort of strategy a lot of people don't know. And I sort of learned it the hard way. And it's here it is. The more time you take off, the more money you make. Did you get that lesson in school? Because I totally missed it. The more time you take off, the more money you will make. And what that means is when you take regular breaks, you get a chance to rejuvenate, get your energy back, clarify, get all that stuff out of your brain, and then come back recharged, rejuiced, rejuvenated, so you can focus a heck of a lot better. We've had clients coming into our coaching program. I remember one guy, day one we do this big reality check, ask a lot of questions in writing, have a big discussion about it, spend half the day on this, just to see where everybody is. And one of the questions is, how many hours do you work in a typical week? This fella said 90. And he looked it. Owned three companies, totally overwhelmed, going like crazy, understaffed, just had a divorce, six-year-old son, and his life was a mess. In 6 months, I had him down to 45 hours a week instead of 90. Became one of our star pupils. Was voted Father of the Year in his son's school because he chose to spend 2 hours every other week in the classroom with his son. He dumped two of his three companies and focused on one. Had the most profitable year he ever had in the history of his businesses. And he took 6 weeks off. I mean off. By the way, that's the minimum standard we set in our coaching program. If you're not taking 6 weeks off, at least just for maintenance, and I'm talking about the people who have the flexibility to do that. City of Calgary employees don't have that flexibility. Many other people don't have that flexibility. But as entrepreneurs, a lot of you do have that flexibility, and some of you are the worst at taking time off. I hear the stories every group that I work with. And one of the biggest delights for me is seeing somebody who's burnt out totally become completely rejuvenated inside a few months. That's one of the biggest kicks I get out of what I do. So ask yourself the question, next 12 months, do you know the number of weeks you are going to take off completely away from work? Again, the answer is real simple, yes or no. And the answer is a number, not a discussion. It's a number. And be brutally honest with yourself. You're not doing this for me or Don or anybody else. This is reality check for you. You want your life to be better? This is one of the keys right here. So answer the question, yes or no. Record it.